Heated discussion took place over snow removal at a Downtown Development Administration, DDA, meeting yesterday morning, in which board member Debbie Jones questioned why the city does not pay to clear sidewalks in front of downtown businesses. 40% of city revenue comes from taxes, Jones said, begging the question, is our city business friendly? Downtown business owners along Ashmund Street and Portage Avenue currently opt to either clear the sidewalks themselves or put money into a sidewalk plowing program, created by former DDA Director Justin Knepper in 2011. Jones said this no longer makes sense since post-COVID inflation rates have tripled the cost of snow removal. Matheny Lawn Services' three-year contract is set to expire this winter, calling upon a vote Wednesday to award the new contract to Cardinal Construction in the amount of $46,000. In a $24 million budget, $46,000 is minimal, said Jones. The city has a policy, which states it should have operating funds in reserve. There was a 24% balance in 2021. City manager Brian Chapman rebutted, stating the funds needed to clear sidewalks for businesses along West Portage Avenue and Ashmund Street are not there. She is bringing up revenue that goes into the general fund, which pays for all the general funded services, like police and fire, Chapman said. Commissioner Ray Bauer, who sits in on city budget meetings, agreed with Chapman. I don't know who pays more than me, said Bauer, referencing Sioux Brewing Company and 1668 Winery. It is a big chunk of real estate. When I first opened in 2011, we were all responsible for clearing our sidewalks. When Knepper created the plan to come together and save money, I was in support. You accept it as the price you pay. Other downtown business owners voiced opposing viewpoints. While the little gift shop owner Jill Ann Rambo admitted snow removal does not cost a lot in front of her property, she said it was more about the principle. What bothers me the most is the attitude, said Rambo. We do not own the sidewalks. I would like to see a solution where they pay part and we pay part. I am frustrated by the lack of understanding. Not that it's a large bill. The attitude is not kind. If they said, we understand and we'll take a look into it, that would have been different. No, I don't think the business should be paying. Jones took it upon herself to call several other Michigan cities to learn how snow removal is handled. That is when I found out that Sault Ste. Marie is the only community who doesn't clear all the sidewalks as part of its regular snow removal, she said. The city plows the streets, city-owned parking lots, and all the sidewalks up Ashmund Hill to the schools and I-75 business spur. For some reason, sidewalks on Portage Avenue and Ashmund Street, from Easterday to Water Street and Portage, do not get cleared. DDA Director Stephanie Sprecher reminded the board and public that she only recently started her new role. She said the issue of snow removal is something she will try to help resolve in the future. To reference the city of Sault Ste. Marie's 2021 financial statement, click here.